Father, bless this morning. Lord, it's certainly been good to be in your house. And Lord, make it extra special now, maybe even more special. Bless now this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Look at Joshua chapter 10, and we're going to have to move quickly if we want to get out of here before the end of the football game this afternoon. Look at verse number 12, Joshua chapter 10, verse number 12. Notice, then spake Joshua. By the way, this was last week. If you were here last week, you got this truth and you got the preaching from this passage. If you weren't here last week, shame on you. I don't know where you were, but you should have been here. Look at verse number 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And also the Bible says, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And notice what it says, verse 14, what a great verse. And there was no day like that before it or after it. Notice there was there hasn't been a day like that before, and there won't be a day like that again. Notice that the Lord hearkened or listened or obeyed or submitted unto the voice of man. For the Lord fought for Israel. If we look at the last, even from chapter 7, from the loss, of course, the taking of Jericho in chapter 6, and then the loss at Ai in chapter 7, and then the victory at Ai in chapter 8, and then the union with the Gibeonites in chapter 9, and all of it, you see it, that it's, hey, when Joshua hearkened unto God, and when Joshua went to God, and when Joshua went to the Lord, and when there was fellowship there, Joshua and the Israelites won. You with me? I mean, that's pretty evident. When there was no communication there, when there was no fellowship there, Joshua and the Israelites lost, or they blew it. And so we see that in chapter 10. In chapter 11, the kings, of course, from the northern land there, they realize what's going on and what's taking place. And of course, they're concerned about Joshua and Israel. And so they get together, and they try to go to war against the Israelites. Look at verse number 4. They come together. Look at verse number 4, Joshua 11, verse 4. And they went out, they and all, notice, all their hosts with them. Notice what it says, much people, a lot of people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots, very many. Verse 5, and when all these kings were met together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom, to fight against Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, notice the communication, Joshua with the Lord, and the Lord with Joshua, and the Lord said unto Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up all slain before Israel. Thou shalt hold their, or hew their horses, and burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua came, and all the people of war with him against them by the waters of Merom, suddenly, and they fell upon them. And the Lord, notice, delivered them into the hand of Israel. There was victory. Why? Because there was communication. Delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them and chased them under great Zidon, and under that miserable place right there, and under the valley of Mizpah eastward, and they smote them until they left them none remaining. Verse number 9, and Joshua did unto them, notice, as the what? As the Lord bade them. He there's communication there. There's obedience there. Joshua did unto them as the Lord bade them. He hewed them, hewed their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. And look at, let's just skip for sake of time. Look at verse 15. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. And verse 16, so Joshua took all the land, the hills, and all the south country. And look at verse number 18. And Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. Notice there was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hivites and the inhabitants of Gibeon and all other they took in battle. For it was of the, notice, Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse number 23, Second time, so Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Notice, and there was rest from war. There was peace after that. Now that's verse number, up to chapter 11. Chapter 12, we have the kings conquered there by Moses. Go to chapter 13. Quickly, notice, now Joshua was, what's the next word? Old. You'll get old one day. And by the way, the alternative is certainly a lot worse. But now Joshua was old and stricken in years. Notice, and the Lord said unto him, notice communication back and forth. Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Boy, I'd love to preach on that. We're not going to do it, but you seniors, listen to that. Listen to that. Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years. Some of you may say, preacher, that's me. And notice what the Lord told him. There remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Hey, there's very much land that needs to be conquered. There's a lot that still needs to be done. Old people, I mean seniors, you know, it's no excuse. If you're still here, God wants to use you. You with me? God wants to use you, and it's not time to retire, not time to, there's still much land that needs to be possessed. Go to chapter 14. We've got to hurry. It's chapter 14. Look at verse number. Here they're trying to set up the tribal boundaries and so forth. I'll tell you what. Let's just go to 7. Let's just go right to the chase. Look at verse number 7. Notice they're dividing the land, and they're dividing the tribes and so forth. Remember, some of the tribes stayed on the east side of Jordan, and after when they found rest, they came back and they reunited and so forth. They were setting up boundaries, and interesting, we want to look at the boundary of Caleb here, the tribe of Caleb. Look at verse number 6, and then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. Joshua, remember what the Lord told me, and back when we were with Moses, back when we were in Kadesh Barnea. Look at verse number 7. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Look at verse number 8. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I, notice the next word. What's the next word? Holy. I wholly followed the Lord my God. Caleb was saying, I completely followed him. I completely did what he wanted me to do. And look at verse number 9. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever. Because thou hast, what's the next word? Holy followed the Lord my God. Joshua and the heads of the tribes were dividing the Canaan by lot. And Caleb came unto Joshua, asking Joshua to remember the conversation that Moses had regarding Caleb and Joshua. And he said, but Moses, I want you to remember this. Remember what he said. Remember how Moses swore that day that the land whereon my feet had trodden, that it was going to be mine inheritance and my children's forever. And because I wholly followed the Lord thy God. And as a result of that, he got that land. And I want several things that I want you to see. Number one, notice who he followed. Caleb was following Jehovah God. He said he followed the Lord. He said, I wholly followed the Lord my God. He says it in verse number 8. And he again reiterates it in verse number nine, when it says, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And he followed the Lord. He followed Jehovah God. He didn't follow man. He wasn't interested in following man. He didn't follow their own will or his own will. No, he followed God and the man of God and the will of God. He followed the Lord himself, and that was important. Secondly, notice what he did. He made the Lord his God. Look at verse number 8. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Notice they gave him bad news. And you know the story of the 12 spies, and we're not going to take time to look at it. But they scared the people. They made their hearts to melt. He said, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. I completely followed. I followed my God and the Lord my God. He made God his God. I wholly followed the Lord my God. He made him his God. That was Caleb's God. Thirdly, notice Caleb decided to follow him. He decided to follow me. He says, I wholly followed. You know, when we decide to follow God, that's going to be a great thing. When we decide to stop following men and stop following heroes and stop following football players and stop following when you start following God, it's going to be a great thing. And that's what Caleb did. Caleb decided that he was going to follow God and that he was going to keep his eyes on God. He decided to follow him, to stay close to him, to obey him, to do what he wanted him to do. He did what he wanted me to, you know, I did what he wanted me to do. I did everything that he wanted me to do. I went where he wanted me to go. I became what God wanted me to become. And that's what Caleb is saying there. He says, I wholly followed the Lord my God. So he decided he was going to follow the Lord. He decided he was going to make him his God. He decided he was going to stay close to him and follow him. And number four, he decided he was going to follow him wholly, completely. That means without any reservation. He said, you know what? I made the Lord my God, and I'm going to follow the Lord, and I've decided to follow him. He's my God, and I'm going to follow him wholly, completely, without any reservations. I'm going to follow him with all my heart. I'm going to follow him with all my mind. I'm going to follow him with all my soul. I'm going to follow him with all my strength, anywhere and everywhere, at any time, in any place. No questions asked. Whatever and wherever he wants me to go, I'll do it. And when he wants me to go, I'll go. And I'm going to follow him wholly. Notice Caleb said, I followed the Lord my God. And notice it was I. He said, I'll follow him. I don't know about anyone else, but I know I wholly followed. I know that I followed him and others didn't, but I did. My brethren that went up with me, they made the heart of the people to melt. They scared them. They saw the enemy as giants and they saw us as grasshoppers. But I followed the Lord, my God, completely. They were afraid, but I followed. They were scared, but I followed. They were pessimists, but I followed. If no one else did, I did. And I wholly followed the Lord, my God. And you know, and I thought of that real quick and I thought, you know, we can learn some things just from those statements right there. You know, we can learn a lot from that passage. And here's the application is, you know what, you and I need to decide who you're going to follow. You know, we need to decide that if we're really smart, if we look at Caleb, you know, he didn't follow others and he didn't follow the crowd and he didn't follow the in crowd. He followed the Lord. And you know, we need to decide that, you know, we're not going to follow friends and we're not going to follow opinion and we're not going to follow influences. You know, it's the time that we decide we're going to follow the Lord and that we're not going to follow famous this or famous that, or we're going to follow the Lord. And it'd be a great day when we decide to follow God, to follow Jehovah God himself, where we don't follow man, where we don't follow our own will or their will, but we follow God and the man of God and the will of God, the Lord himself. You know, don't follow popularity. Don't follow yourself. Sometimes yourself can lead you astray. You know, you follow God and decide to follow God. Decide who you're going to follow. Secondly, make him your God. Make him your God. If you're going to follow someone, guess what? He's going to be your leader. And for all practical purposes, he's going to be your God. You better be following God. You better be making God your God and make sure that he's yours. Receive him. You take him. You love him as your own. Talk to him. Communicate with him. Learn about him. When Joshua communicated with God, guess what? He won. When Joshua failed to communicate with God, guess what? He lost. And so make him your God. Thirdly, decide to follow him. Decide that you're going to keep your eyes on him. Decide that you're going to follow him, that you're going to stay close to him, that you're going to obey him. Decide that you're going to do what he wants you to do. Decide that you're going to go where he wants you to go. Decide that you're going to be what he wants you to be. Decide to follow him. He's your God. Hey, decide who you're going to follow him. Make him your God, then follow him. Number four, decide to follow him wholly. That means without any reservations. And, you know, sometimes we just got to trust God. It's amazing who we trust and what we trust. And it's amazing that we seldom trust God. Oh, we say we believe in God. We have faith. We trust God. But we seldom do trust him. Caleb decided to follow him wholly. And you know what? We need to follow him wholly. We need to follow God without reservations. We need to follow him with all thine heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. Anywhere and everywhere, at any time, in any place. And whatever he wants us to do, we ought to do. Wherever he wants us to go, we ought to go. Don't just follow him partially. Don't just follow him halfway. Follow him wholly. Now here's the thing. Last, you decide to follow him. Whether anyone else does or not, you decide to follow him. Caleb said, you know what, I followed the Lord wholly. I decided to follow him. Don't worry about anyone else. You follow him. You follow him wholly. Don't worry about others. Others won't. Okay, you do. Others can't follow him. Okay, you do. Others may not follow him, but you do. Caleb said, I did. I followed the Lord wholly. Don't worry about what others say. Don't worry about what others do. Don't worry what others oppose. You follow God. Now, some may think you're crazy, and some may think you're dumb, and some may think you're ignorant, but you decide to follow wholly, even if no one else does. That's what Caleb did. Some will be scared, and some will be afraid, and some are pessimists, and some are critical, and some are pharisaical. And bless God, if no one else does, if no one else follows God, you follow God. Caleb said, I wholly followed the Lord my God. And you know what Caleb was saying? And it was basically this. He says, I based my following not on others, but on God and what he wanted. Well, what a great thought. I based my following. I'm going to follow God, not because of what anybody else says, but because of what God says. And here's what Caleb was saying. Caleb didn't care what anybody else did. Caleb didn't care what anybody else thought. Caleb didn't care what anybody else was calling them or how they felt. Caleb didn't care about anybody else. Caleb said, you know what? I'm going to follow God regardless of anybody else. And I thought, you know what? That's a great thing. Caleb was saying this. Caleb was saying, my obedience to God, my following God, is not dependent on whether others obey or not. Do you get that? You know what? If others obey, it shouldn't push you into obeying or not. You ought to obey God anyway. Just because others don't obey doesn't mean that you shouldn't obey. No, my obedience, Caleb was saying, my obedience is not dependent on whether brother so-and-so obeys or not, or sister so-and-so obeys or not. My obedience is dependent on God and me obeying God, not whether everybody else does it or not. So we ought to obey God. We ought to follow God. Caleb was saying, you know what? My obedience is not dependent on whether others obey or not. Caleb was saying, my faith is not dependent on whether others have faith or not. You know what? Young people, if your friends don't want to obey, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't obey. That means that you ought to obey. It doesn't matter what others do. It matters what you do. Caleb, you know, if mom and dad don't want to come to church, then you come to church. If husband doesn't want to come to church, or wife doesn't come to church, or you come to church. Why? Because your obedience is not dependent on others. It's dependent on yourself. And we ought to obey God regardless of what others do. Caleb said, my faith is not dependent on whether others have faith or not. Well, I don't believe that. And my parents don't believe that. Okay, well, you ought to believe that. If you're following God and you have faith in God, your faith in God should not be dependent on mom and dad, and should not be dependent on brother and sister. And it shouldn't be, listen, it shouldn't be dependent on anyone else. It ought to be dependent on you and God. Number three, my perseverance is not dependent on whether others persevere or not. Well, you know what? If so-and-so quits, I'm going to quit. If so-and-so gives up, then I'm going to give up. Well, what are you, some kind of dummy? If he goes, jumps off a bridge into the water, are you going to jump off a bridge over into the water? My perseverance is not dependent on whether others persevere or not. No, it's dependent on my relationship with God. My attitude is not dependent on whether others have the right attitude or not. You know, and you know, we got to work on that sometimes. Why? Because sometimes we get pulled into this vacuum, and you know what? And I've said it before. If daddy's having a bad day, he gets home from work and he's having a bad day, then all of a sudden, guess what? Mama's going to be having a bad day. I've said it before. And all of a sudden, mama started having a bad day, and guess what? The children are going to be having a bad day. And older brother starts having a bad day, and guess what? Little brother starts having a bad day. And it just keeps going down and down and down, and before you know it, because daddy's having a bad day, and mama's now having a bad day, and the children are now having a bad day, the poor dog that has nothing to do with anybody, all of a sudden he starts having a bad day because he starts getting kicked around. But the thing is, I guess what, our attitude shouldn't be dependent on whether others have the right attitude or not. Our perseverance shouldn't be dependent on whether others are persevering or not. Our faith should not be dependent on whether others have faith or not. Our obedience shouldn't be dependent on whether others obey or not. It should be dependent on us. Caleb said, I wholly followed the Lord my God. And he says, I whether anybody else did or not, it didn't matter. My commitment is not dependent on whether others are committed or not. You get that? See, sometimes we look around and we just want to do what everybody's doing. Sometimes we look around and we get persuaded by others. And some are glutton for punishment. They want to be persuaded by others, and they want to hang around, and they want to be persuaded. And guess what? Eventually, they are, and they're not following the Lord thy God wholly. You see, they're following their friend. They're following the people they look up to. Oh, I admire them. You know, I admire a lot of people. But I'm going to follow the Lord. I think it's been pretty evident in the last year to 2 years that, you know, you know what? I'm going to follow God. I'm going to please God. I'm done trying to please everybody else. My commitment is not dependent on whether others are committed or not. And, you know, my sacrifice is not dependent on whether others sacrifice or not. You know, if others are given, you know, a while back we had some folks that decided that they were going to hold their tithes. And that they're gonna hold their tithe and try to hurt the church and try to keep the church from advancing and I'm gonna keep tithing because my sacrifice is not dependent on whether others sacrifice or not and we ought to get that. Caleb was saying, you know what? I'm gonna live the kind of life that I'm supposed to live, whether you live the kind of life that you're supposed to live or not. I'm gonna keep tithing whether you tithe or not. I'm going to keep sacrificing whether you sacrifice or not. I'm going to keep committed whether you're committed or not. I'm going to persevere whether you persevere or not. I'm going to keep my faith and guard my faith whether you do or not. I'm going to continue to obey whether you're obedient or not. That's what Caleb was saying. Caleb said, I wholly follow the Lord my God. And you know what? Man, you ought to obey and you ought to be strong in the faith and you ought to persevere and you ought to keep the right attitude and you ought to stay committed and you ought to sacrifice. You be faithful whether others are faithful or not. You read your Bible whether anybody else reads your Bible or not. You pray whether anybody else prays or not. You serve God whether anybody else serves God or not. You serve God and you go soul winning and you tithe and you give offering. Whether if nobody else does it, then you ought to do it. That's what Caleb was saying. Some people will, others won't, but you don't worry about them. You decide for yourself that you'll wholly follow the Lord God. Sometimes I feel, and I've said it before, sometimes I feel like a fool when I give and I sacrifice and knowing that others don't. And I'm thinking, why am I doing this? This is, you know, nobody else is doing this or others aren't doing this. But it's not dependent on others. It's not dependent on what they do. It's not dependent on what they give. It's not dependent on how they serve. It's dependent on what I do. It's dependent on my faith. It's dependent on my commitment. It's dependent on it's between me and God. And you know what? I decided. You know what? I'm gonna be faithful. I'm gonna read my Bible. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna serve. I'm gonna decide to do it whether anyone else does it or not. And that's what Caleb said. He said, "You know what? I wholly followed the Lord my God." And here's the interesting thing. And I'm done. The great thing was this. Not only are all of these. Caleb said, I'm going to do all these whether anybody else does them or not. And you know what? And my obedience is not dependent on others. My faith is not dependent on others. My perseverance is not dependent on whether others are going to persevere or not. You know, you can all leave. You know, I'm going to continue to persevere. I'm going to continue to go. My attitude is not dependent on whether others have the right attitude or not. My commitment is not dependent on whether others are committed or not. My sacrifice is not dependent on whether others sacrifice or not. Now, here's the great thing. The result of that is this, is that God's blessings are not dependent whether others, what others do or not. They're dependent on what you do. God's blessings are dependent on whether you do or not, not whether somebody else does or not. That means my blessings are dependent on what I do, not on what you do. And your blessings are dependent on what you do, not what I do. You with me? You can't ruin my blessings. And I can't ruin your blessings. Because your blessings are not dependent on me. And my blessings are not dependent on you. And God's blessings are dependent on whether you do or not. Look at Joshua 14. Look at verse 13. Notice what the Bible says. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day. Because that he, what's the next word? Holy followed the Lord God of Israel. God blessed Caleb, and God's blessings on Caleb were not dependent on what the other 10 spies did or the other 11 spies did for all practical purposes. God's blessing was dependent upon what Caleb did. And he said this, he said he gave him the inheritance, he gave him the Hebron, he gave him the land. Why? Because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. You see, sometimes think, well, you know, if so-and-so doesn't give, I'm not going to give. Well, you're an idiot. Because your giving and your blessing is not dependent on where somebody else gives. It's dependent on whether you give or not. Your sacrifice is not dependent on others. Your commitment, your attitude, your perseverance shouldn't be dependent on what others are doing. They ought to be dependent between you and God. And guess what? When it's all said and done, your blessings are not dependent on others. It's dependent on you. You're not going to steal my blessing. You with me? And I can't do anything with your blessing. I can't steal your blessing. It's dependent on you. His blessings, Caleb's blessings, were not dependent on whether others followed God or not. The others didn't follow. And guess what? They all died. He survived. Look at Joshua 14. Look at verse 10. Notice what he says. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive. And he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. But he was blessed. Why? Because his blessings weren't dependent on the other 10 spies. It was dependent on him. And you know what? When it's all said and done, your blessings are not going to be dependent on what the pastor does. It's not going to be dependent on what what everybody else does in the church. And it's dependent upon you and what you do. His blessings, Caleb's blessings, were not dependent on whether others followed God or not, and neither are yours. Your blessings are not dependent on whether the others follow God or not. You keep following God. You stay strong in the faith. You persevere. You keep the right attitude. You stay committed. You sacrifice. You be faithful whether others are faithful or not. You read your Bibles, whether other, you know, teenagers, if nobody else wants to read your Bible, you read your Bible. If nobody else wants to behave in church, you behave in church. You serve God, whether others serve God or not. You tithe, whether others tithe or not. You give offerings, whether others give offerings or not. You sacrifice, whether others sacrifice or not. Because your blessings are not dependent on others. Your blessings are dependent on you. Just like my blessings are dependent on me. And that it may be said of you, too, that you wholly follow the Lord God. You know, we'll get influenced by others. And we've had people that have left this church because of the influence of others. And that's ignorance. And that's stupidity. And that's a stinking shame, because they were following man more than they followed God. And you know what? Whether people leave or not, my blessings are not dependent on what others do. My blessings are dependent on what I do. Your blessings are not dependent on what you do, on what others do. Your blessings are dependent on what you do. And decide that you're going to follow the Lord God wholly, completely. Decide who you're going to follow, the Lord. Decide that you're going to make him your God. Decide that you're going to follow him, that you're going to stay close to him, that you're going to keep obey him and submitting to him. Decide that you're going to follow him wholly, completely, without reservations, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, anywhere and everywhere. And you decide. If nobody else decides, listen, if you're the only one in your family deciding to follow God, then guess what? You do it. Because your blessings are not dependent on anybody else. They're dependent on what you do and how you follow the Lord God. Caleb said, you know what? I wholly followed the Lord God. And as a result of that, he was blessed. Hey, the other 10 spies died, by the way, and so did their generation. But Joshua and Caleb were spared. Why? Because they followed the Lord God. And Caleb, when it was time to divvy up the land, Caleb said, Joshua, can I talk to you for just a minute? Do you remember the conversation that we had with Moses? And remember what the Lord said way back when, that everywhere my foot steps, I'm gonna inherit that land? And Joshua said, sure did. And Joshua gave him that land. Why? Because he followed the Lord God wholly. You know what? Don't worry about anybody else, man. I'm up to here. Don't worry about what anybody else says. Don't worry about what anybody else does. Don't worry about what the undermining and this and that. You know what? I hear it, and you know, whatever. You follow the Lord your God. You follow him. Hang everybody else. Whatever they, you know, good. You know, whatever. It doesn't matter, because your blessings is not dependent on what others do. Your blessings are dependent on what you do. My blessings, they're dependent on what I do. You with me? And nobody can take that. Caleb said, you know what? I wholly follow the Lord God. You know, think about it. If the world is great outside of here, why do they keep messing with us? Why do they? You follow the Lord. Don't follow mankind. Don't follow others. You follow God, and you'll be all right. Why? Because it's not dependent on anybody else. It's dependent on you. You've got to decide to do that. Father, I've got to quit. Lord, help us to realize that, Lord, the Christian life is a personal walk with you. And we need to realize that our blessings are not dependent on anybody else but ourselves. Caleb said, I wholly followed the Lord. As a result of that, he received his blessings when others didn't. But that's because he followed. And Lord, it's likewise with us. Help us to continue to help us to keep our faith, whether others fall from the faith or not. Help us to keep our giving, whether others stop giving or not. Help us to keep our serving. And Lord, help us just to continue and persevere and sacrifice and tithe and give, whether anybody else does or not. It's not dependent on what other people do. It's dependent on what we do. And our blessings are dependent on what we do, not on what anybody else does. So please help us to realize that this morning. Lord, we're here this morning, and there's folks that are not saved, that they've never come to saving knowledge of Christ. And Lord, that's certainly a starting point. They need to realize that you died for their sins, that you paid for their sins, so that they wouldn't have to die and go to hell. In just a second, we're going to have an invitation. Lord, work in our hearts and speak to us and give us exactly what we need, Lord. And if there's one that's not saved, may they come and come to the front row and sit in the front row, and someone will take the Bible and show them from the Bible how they can know for sure that they're going to heaven when they die. And then, Lord, for others that are saved, others that have put their trust in you, Lord, help them to realize that their blessings are not dependent on what they do, on what others do. They're dependent on what they do. And Lord, help them to sacrifice, not because others, but because of themselves. Help them to give, and help them to do that, not because of influence of others, but because they feel that that's what you want them to do. Help us to follow you wholly in the Lord. I pray that you bless. Work on invitation in Jesus' name. With every head bowed and every eye closed, quickly, let me ask you real quick. If you're here this morning and you don't know for sure that you're going to heaven when you die, you don't know for sure that you're saved, quickly slip your hand up. Anyone like that? You don't know for sure. Quickly, anyone like that? Christian, let me talk to you for just a second. Listen, don't fret others. Don't continue to worry about others. You decide that you're going to wholly follow God. If nobody else wants to follow him, you follow him. If nobody else wants to tithe, you tithe. If nobody else wants to give the faith promise, you give the faith promise. If nobody else wants to serve, you serve. If nobody else wants to be committed, you stay committed. If nobody else wants to sacrifice and to serve, you sacrifice and you serve. If others have a terrible attitude, you keep the right attitude. If others have lost in faith or fallen from the faith, you continue in the faith. Your daily life should not be dependent on what others do. It ought to be dependent on what you do. Your obedience is not dependent on what others, whether others obey or not. It ought to be dependent on what you do. It's between you and God. Decide this morning that you will wholly follow the Lord thy God. Father, bless this morning. Work an invitation.